As you've been forewarned, Gary and Tim having a few weeks off. I think it might even be a few weeks. As I welcome you, Kingy David King, two-time premiership player.
Morning, Sammy. How are you?
Hey, I'm...
It's good to see you've bounced out of bed today.
Do you reckon everyone that sits here in our seat, the fill-ins in the world, just sit here and think, geez, it's early? How much sleep did you have last night, by the way?
When I thought this was a bad idea. When I saw Max Verstappen win the Formula One last night at about half 12 o'clock, I probably should respect this breakfast stuff a bit more.
I'm thinking, because I watched a bit of we're a sporting feast at the moment. I watched a bit of the Tour de France, I went to bed and I'm thinking, geez, it's pretty late.
What time was that?
I think it was about quarter to 11. I could be in a bit of strife here, and I'm just nodding off and then...
Why would your phone
buzzing? Like, who's messaging now? D King.
Why would your phone be on vibrate if you're doing breakfast?
Well, it's got to wake me up. That's how it wakes me up.
It still works if it's on silent.
Well, it's on silent. I've just got the vibration on just so I can. I don't want to play noise.
That's a bad excuse, mate.
No, I don't want to play noise because it wakes up the better half. I have the alarm.
Oh, the alarm's
ringing full.
Vibrating alarm.
It's a vibrating alarm.
You reckon that doesn't wake her up?
No, it don't. Well, she tells me it doesn't. It's just one of those things where they tell you 30 years later that it bothered her for 30 years.
I think she pretends to be asleep a lot, to be honest.
No, anyway, I'm thinking, how much sleep's Kingy getting? So I roll past the McCafe drive-through this morning because I said I would. We have a. I don't know how Gary and Tim do it.
You said to me last week, "Hey, I'll grab you a coffee on the way in." Last Thursday, I reckon.
So when I'm at the intersection waiting to turn, you know, I'm still 5 or 10 minutes away from ordering at this point. I think I'll send him a message. Yeah, it's early. Yeah. Couldn't remember your order. Do you want a coffee? No reply. I'm waiting at the speaker box. No reply. I'm thinking he's cutting a fine. I'm not sitting here for 15 minutes waiting for King to reply. He doesn't reply. I order. Sure enough, I get down the road. Yeah, that'd be great, mate. Hot flat. That'd be great, mate. Hot flat white. And I thought, I don't have a tolerance at this time of the morning. Snooze, you lose, buddy. See you in the office.
Yeah. And let's put some facts to this story you just went with. You text me at 4:47 in the morning.
Yes.
Which was a minute and a half after my alarm had gone off. Don't know why you're thinking getting so early. What did you do for an hour? Anyway, I replied within 6 minutes.
Yeah. But you know how quick they are at Macca's, mate. They don't muck around.
But
bang.
You don't text me when you're in the drive-thru.
No, I didn't. I texted you when I was at the end. Well, there's not much traffic around at that hour. I just straight in, straight out, and they're very quick at McDonald's.
I never met with a more selfish person.
Hey, I'm generous.
It's going to be a long week.
So generous was I.
I reckon you did it to save money. I know where this is going.
So generous was I. Got me thinking about most generous mates out there and where they rate. And I thought I'd even just throw the lines open early. I know, Gary and Tim, how does the ramble, what's the approval rating on the ramble?
I want to throw out a contrary view. I want to throw out when you've been promised something. And your mates just cold let you down. Indian giver style.
Well, you can
they
give
just
us
cold let you down. For 5 days, you've done, get you a coffee on Monday. Yeah, no worries, buddy. And then I get this, do you want a coffee?
That's a poor text.
We've talked about that.
Isn't it the thought that counts? Isn't that what you were told?
I reckon there's real problems at your place. You've got your phone on vibrate, not the Wager, which is pretending to be asleep. And you're also concerned you've got to explain, I had to buy King a coffee too, so that's why it's $10, though.
1-300-736-736. Extreme acts of generosity, or as Kingy would have it,
extreme.
Indian giving mates that you might have out there that
promise
a big game, let you down. Yeah. They're never there for the shout. There's cobwebs in the wallet. 1-300-736-736. I'll take a temper text as well. Temper a mattress like no other. 0433-98-1116. I mentioned the City of Champions. What a great weekend it was. Melbourne United got up. Magnificent. They rolled the Perth Wildcats at John Cain Arena. They got 5,000 there. And then last night, late yesterday afternoon, Melbourne City won their maiden A-League crown 3-1 against Sydney FC.
3-1.
And they got 15,000 in there as well to Amy Park, which is the maximum they could have. So great scenes there. Looking forward to catching up with both managers of those two clubs, Kingy.
Well, we had a chat with old mate the other day. He said, it'd be a tight affair and we'll go to penalty shootouts.
Well, they were 3-1. We'll talk about it later, but they were reduced to 10 men as well, Sydney FC, from relatively early in the contest, which was controversial.
Oh.
State of Origin, that wasn't tight. That wrapped up yesterday, last night. New South Wales, they smashed Queensland 26-0, and this one was at Suncorp, Kingy. New South Wales' biggest win at Suncorp Stadium, and Queensland are an absolute mess at the moment. They're a mess everywhere, on the field, off the field. Did you catch Fatty Vaughton's work?
Did you see? No, I didn't. But did you see the? I saw the press conference after the loss. I haven't missed much last night, to be perfectly honest.
What time did you go to bed? I'll get it out of you by 9 o'clock.
What do you vibrating? I've never listened to a flatter press conference in my life. Paul Green, is it Paul Green? I think it's Paul Green, the coach, and Daly Cherry Evans. They said, "Oh, are you disappointed?" Yeah, guys are disappointed. We just lost the series. Yeah. There was no extrapolation. It was just deadpan. I'm going to get you a copy of it shortly. You'll have new admiration for the AFL coaches.
Well, at least he knew his microphone was on.
Oh,
so
no.
Fatty Vorton,
oh, no.
The great of the game, of
What's
course, been well known in the commentary space for many a time. He might have made comment in the wake of this disastrous game, and I don't think he knew the mics were on. Let's have a listen to Fat.
We didn't have the answers, mate. It's a shame. It's all done.
Well, thanks for your time.
Thanks, mate.
Have a new brace.
They may as well call off the third.
Well, what a night here for the New South Wales Blues, victorious.
Might as well call off the third.
Oh, that's gold.
Might as well call off the third one.
Oh,
I don't mind that. Hey.
That won't get much feedback.
Won't get much at all. And it's a live sport. It's live sport galore this morning as well. So it's a final round of the Travellers Championship at TPC River Highlands in Connecticut there now. You're keeping a close eye on this, Kingy. Cam yep. Smith and Jason Day went into the final round just the one shot off the lead, but it's another Aussie that's thrown his hat in the ring here and is right in contention at the moment.
Mark the Leishman, your man, who you've got a slab of his product in the back fridge.
I do. Working my way through that. Very nice, the Leish. And now he's going very well here, although he's in the clubhouse yet.
He's in the clubhouse. He's finished at 12 under. Hickok is also a 12-under with 9 holes to play, and Bubba Watson leads by 1.
So Leishman's shot a final round 64.
Yeah.
He's really put his hand up over there in Connecticut, so he's done very well, the Aussie. So he's our leading contender at the moment.
I'm starting to pick up a theme here with you.
Oh, yeah?
I reckon you've bought this slab on special somewhere. I mean, I don't think the Leish product is one of those full-price type scenarios. I reckon how much does your wife give you a week as an allowance?
Matt Jones is 10 under through 12, and of the other Aussies, Jason Day, 9 under through 10 as well. Adam Scott is in the clubhouse. He's at 8 under.
I'll get you a coffee tomorrow.
And the Leish might have actually flicked me a slab, which was very nice of him to sample. So that's why I'm barracking for him this morning. It's a very nice drop as well, mid-strength too, so not too full on for during the weekend.
He hasn't won for a while, Bubba.
No.
2018, I was just looking there. He's won this tournament in 2018, so that's his last victory.
And we're into the round of 16 at Euro 2020. It's the top-ranked Belgium. It's their so-called golden generation, Kingy, up against the holders Portugal and Cristiano Ronaldo. It's halftime in Seville, Spain, and the Belgians are up 1-0 thanks to Thorgan Hazard. So Eden Hazard, the superstar, his brother has scored. Netherlands, Czech Republic finished up a few hours ago. The Czechs won 2-0. Netherlands reduced to 10 men for the last 35 minutes or so. Tour de France Stage 2 wrapped up last night in Brittany. It was won by Mathieu van der Poel, the Dutchman. And it was another Dutchman, Kingy, that you stayed up until the wee hours watching. The Belgian-born Dutchman, Max Verstappen, who won at the Red Bull Ring last night.
It was a very boring Formula 1 last night. He led, and that was it. Hardly any passing. The only person who went through the field was Leclerc, who missed the start. And
Who's that?
A man, Leclerc.
Is it Charles or is it Charles?
Charles Leclerc.
Leclerc.
He put a bit of excitement into it, but Ricardo was disappointing.
How was that, man?
Night.
No good?
No.
13th, I think. Engine troubles.
And the problem is...
13! He was ready.
The problem is, God, his teammate finished about 5th, so he's really highlighted the gap again.
Anyway, it's no good. He can't seem to pick the right car, the right seat at the moment, Dan Ricciardo. So we'll see how he ends up for the remainder of the season. And a stack of football to get through as well, round 15. And I wonder where round 16 goes from here. That's all ahead of us. But we threw it out there, Kingy. I tried to buy you a coffee.
You did not.
You were lethargic on your reply. I was generous and I was let down. Geez, you're active on the text at the wee hours of last night. Not so active this morning when it really mattered. So it got us thinking about generosity, or you thinking about the exact opposite of that. Karen's called in from Sunshine.
Yeah,
I don't know if she's with me or with you. Regardless of the story, Karen, welcome. I think I can say welcome to the ramble.
Thank you. Enjoying all of your talk. A little bit different, but I let a friend, it's supposed to be a friend, $50. She was a bit hard up, you know.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, next week she says, oh, I thought it was a gift. I don't know, you're nothing.
I thought it was a gift.
Jeez.
I like that.
A 52.
Karen, be careful because Sammy might hit you up in a minute. Right. Things are a bit rough at home.
Just leave your number here, Karen. I'll give you a buzz in a little bit. Anthony's out in Lilydale. Thanks for ringing in and joining the ramble, Anthony.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Great topic, King. We've got a mate who we still give a ribbing to 20 years later. So we catch up once every fortnight for our weekly Manila or Texas Hold'em game card night amongst eight of us boys.
Yeah.
And there was one night we were running a bit low on milk and we text a mate of ours, Ralph, on the way over. Ralph, can you pick up some milk, please, for our coffees? So he proceeds, picks up a 1 litre milk, gets there, we have our coffees, we're packing up at the end of the night, and he proceeds to go to the fridge to bring the leftover 1 litre of milk home with him.
Yeah, that has got S. Edmund written all over it.
Hang on a minute. Jeez, you pigeonholed me quick here.
Absolutely.
Last time I volunteered to share you a coffee.
Yeah, well, you didn't really vote. It was an Indian giver style offer.
All right, then. You're Titus, mates. Give us a buzz. 1-300-736-736. What about
legendary stories about some coaches taking the bread home from training and
name names,
milk out of the fridge.
No, name the clubs they coached.
I don't want to name names, but it may have been at the Westpac Centre. I don't know.
Taking the Westpac Centre.
Hey?
The Westpac Centre.
Which the Holden Centre now, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it? I can't remember. No, I think it's the Westpac Centre. Was the Holden Centre. Hey, what did they take?
I think I said that.
What did they take?
I think they might have taken the leftover bread and a couple of litres of milk.
Did they coach at Carlton as well?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Sam from Nunawading. I have a mate that had no money for a decade.
A decade.
Then he went on a one-way trip overseas with his missus. COVID karma brought him back home.
Oh.
Gee, that's no good, though.
Yeah, that is karma.
My mate and I had a bet on West Coast v Western Bulldogs, obviously yesterday, for a Palmer. I won, and he said, sorry, I've turned vegan. No can do.
That's not fair, Dinkum.
Just ridiculous.
He turned vegan after losing the bet.
What time does Sausage Gossage get up over there in Perth? He's texting. You're not
and
that
of course,
special.
Don't forget, keep the tackles.
What
the
time
tackle.
Is it over there?
I do it every time.
4 in the morning.
You're not that special, Sam. Leash,
4:15.
Yeah. Leash flicked me a carton too.
The Goss was on the Twitter last night.
Yeah.
Tim Hodges, our great mate from AFL 360, said they've got to change the start time of the Formula One. And Goss said, no, 9 o'clock's perfect.
Yes. They've got a good over there, haven't
they?
Although they've had one COVID case, they just shut the gate. They've no fans last night at the Dogs and didn't bother the Dogs, one iota, of course. Dogs West Coast.
They got it so good they won't let anyone else in.
Are we in trouble for round 16, do you reckon?
We're in trouble. The frenzy's coming, mate. Embrace the frenzy.
Yeah, who would have thought after all this we could have a hub in Melbourne?
How good.
A hub in Melbourne.
I loved the footy frenzy last year. I know we don't want because of the reasons, but no, it'll be fantastic. It's coming, mate.
Keep those tight stories coming through from your mates. I think we've got time for one more call. I reckon we do. Richard's on the road. Thanks for joining us on the Ramble, Kingy. Richard, Kingy and I are filling in for Gary and Tim for a couple of weeks, Kingy.
Yeah, maybe one.
Thanks for joining us, Richard.
Morning, gents. How are you?
Hey, we're well.
I had a mate of mine decide to ring me midweek one day to announce that he had decided to come over for dinner. Turned up with a block of chocolate that had already been opened. It wasn't touched at night. He left after midnight. Came back 5 minutes later to pick up the chocolate.
No.
Why, Rich?
That's good.
100%.
Well, was it at least, was it roast almond at least?
I respect that.
I think it was the fruit and nut.
The fruit and nut. No one comes back for the fruit and nut.
No one buys the fruit and nut.
You can't come back for that.
There's a purchasing error.
David's in Craigieburn. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Hey, we're well here for a Monday.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? No, mate of mine, mate, he's so tight. We'd go to 7-Eleven, buy a $2 coffee. He'd buy two $1 coffees because you get more in it.
Not bad, David. Good on you, mate.
I'm not even asking for one tomorrow. I'm just going to bring my own from here on in. There's real division in the ranks now.
Oh,
you cause this.
You're forcing this, aren't you? You're forcing it. It's too hard, too much.
How do you have your coffee now? You'd be one of those
strong.
No, is it just a normal
strong
setup?
Latte? Yeah.
Oh, that's surprising.
Well, not filter or anything like that. Yeah, keep your texts coming through on your time, mates. There's a stack of them here. We'll get to those. Temper, a mattress like no other. That text machine just bubbling along on a Monday morning. 0433 98 11 16. And I want to ask Kingy shortly, in and amongst the ramble here, did we see the mark of the year yesterday? Is that the popular view or the unpopular view? I think we might have just seen the best 2021 has to offer. We're here for Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and our friends at Peter Jackson, their clearance sale is on now. You can get up to 60% off store-wide.
Excellent start.
Peter Jackson, half-yearly clearance sale. Merino wool suits from $359, up to 60% off store-wide. Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
He gets it to Parker, jams it on the left boot. Oh, good tackle on Marshall. Did he get the handle away? Just Lysett lines up. Oh, Lysett! Yes. Lysett kicks a goal! Have a look at it! The boy from Tejuna has put it through, a snapshot from 40 metres out. Port Adelaide 9 points in front.
Oh, I had a bit of Andy Mars, didn't it? Scotty Lysett, the unlikely hero, seals the deal for the Power. It was a tight one, wasn't it? Against the Swans. Good Lance game. Franklin made sure that was going down to the wire. But that was our sealing goal of the round. Thanks to Maxi Seal, the choice of builders, tilers and corkers for silicon sealing jobs. Maxi Seal, the perfect finish every time. Sam Edmund, David King with you. Not every time, just for this week, and possibly we'll keep Kingy around for next week as well while Gary and Tim are away.
See how today goes.
Plenty of texts coming through on tight mates. You like this one from Dave off the top, Kingy. Had a mate years ago, walked into his shed, and there he is with his toothpaste in the vice.
I like that. Well, there's a lot of different techniques to get that last bit out.
On the way.
If you go to the vice, it's gone too far.
Oh, you're listening to the ramble. We will get into some footy shortly. It was a pretty decent weekend of footy and sport, to be honest. But this is how Gary and Tim, Jan T, have laid it out for us to play it out, I think, Kingy. On the way to cricket, the transmission went in my mate's car. He tried to invoice another mate and I for the third of the cost each because we were in the car at the time the transmission went. So it should be shared three ways. That's from Tim.
That's
unbelievable.
That's not right.
He'd
be an ex-mate, I reckon.
We've got a mate who refuses to buy clothes and he only has one coat. We call him Dulux.
That's not bad. Where's the other one? We had a mate who was notoriously careful, in inverted, with his cash. Always missing when it was his shout. He became known as Crime because crime doesn't pay. I don't mind that.
That's a bit like this one. My mate is that tight. His nickname is Whisper because he doesn't like to shout at the bar.
That's good. I'm telling you, you've started this with your lack of intent to buy me a
coffee. Lack of intent. I had all the intent in the world.
You gave me 4 minutes' notice.
I like my reply the best. You snooze, you lose.
You snooze,
an oldie but a goodie.
You lose.
Never has it been more appropriate than it was this morning. My mate promised me a ticket to the AFL granny all year. 3 days out, he goes, "Sorry, mate, my dad gave the ticket away. I almost passed out." My missus' best friend used to ask the girl.
The real version is he got $1,500 for it.
Used to ask the girl for $2 extra petrol money to use the aircon in summer on the way to the beach.
Oh, that's not
turn
nice.
It hey, I like this message from Clint, though. Sandwiched in amongst all these texts about tight friends is this one for you, Kingy. Yeah. And he's had a shot right square between your eyes here from Clint. Kingy, how did those no young talent Hawks go against the young stars of the GWS?
Well, where was Clint on Friday when he was
confident, probably.
He was sweating, worrying about winning the spoon this year and having to maybe text me and say, "Oh, you're right." I hate these guys. Hindsight guys. We've all got them. We've all got them. Mates in hindsight. Haven't got the courage to get on the phone before the event. And as soon as it's finished, they want to ring you and let you know what's going on.
Well, his question remains.
I'm setting a rule this week.
What?
I'm not copping any shit before 7 a.m.
Right, can you say that?
Yeah. It's 6:28, you can.
Okay.
100%. So there's a rule. At 7 o'clock, go your hardest.
Right, before 7?
Ease us into it. Let's enjoy the start.
What, tickle us with the feather first and then whack us with the stick?
Tickle us, just no wax before 7.
No wax before 7, it's a strange rule, but I'm on board with it. Why don't we make it no wax before 8:59?
No, let people vent, that's fine. Just ease us into our day.
Hey, I asked you though, that mark... Tim O'Brien. I know Hawks fans have been waiting and waiting and waiting. No one expected that. That is that the clubhouse leader at the moment? Is that the popular view? Well, you were asked on air and
I wasn't sure, to be honest.
You choked on it.
No, I really like the maybe sometimes it's about the theatre, it's about the photo, it's about the image of the mark.
You showed me a photo.
The scissor kick, the scissor kick of our man Shay Bolton was terrific. But the photo that was on Twitter last night, I don't know who took the photo. I retweeted it with a comment. So if you follow me, just have a quick look. But the still shot is unbelievable. He's like in a Superman pose, looking down at the ground.
Yeah.
And he'd be 2.5 metres off the ground.
Was it on Fox Footy that he said, at that moment, he's quoted as saying, I looked down when I was up there and I thought, geez, I'm a long way up here.
He was a long way up. And the photo's a ripper. If you get a chance, go and have a look, because you just don't – I don't know what Luke Bruce was doing in the shot. If you have a look, Luke Bruce was coming –
I felt sorry for Bruce. He got kneed straight in the sternum and then landed flat on his coccyx, on his back.
He had a dirty day.
Jeez. What a grab, though.
That was a huge grab.
So if it's he –
he's threatened to do that for a long time.
Yes?
Yeah.
If it's he, Shay Bolton, and perhaps Jack Riewoldt, how would you have that one on the top of the tree? Can I pin you on an answer here?
I think I do now. I mean, having seen it again and, you know, I probably didn't – give it full credit at the time. It was big. It looked big, but yeah, this it had everything. When you land on your head, the degree of difficulty goes through the roof.
O'Brien finally took one. Only took him 8 years, and I know that's the Hawthorn supporters have been waiting for this, but that was a heck of a grab. And morning, boys. I feel the quality of hangers week in, week out is as good as it's been since the early 2000s, before the Swans and Eagles started playing in those grand finals in that era. That's from Mozza and Cobden. That we have been spoiled this year, it must be said.
See, when you're talking about this player, right, Tim O'Brien, this is the sort of stuff they would have seen at training and in all those the out of office hours. You know, the ones that aren't done for the 2 hours of the weekend that the fans see. So they'd have been saying, why can't he do this in a game?
Yep.
Why can't he bring that of a Saturday? So, you know, this is just a realisation that he gets his name stamped. I think he's going to be Mark of the Year at this stage. So he gets his name stamped. He'll say, who was that guy, that Hawthorn guy that took that big mark? You'll say that in 5 years' time. What was his name again?
Good mark, Jack's better. That from Dale. We might run a little temperature tester on.
No, you can't do voting on these things. Haven't you learnt?
No, you're right.
Bolton didn't even get mark of the.
No, history's littered with. Yep, yeah, you're right.